It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It is 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you by Gilmore Electric Express. They're locally and Aggie owned. For home electrical service, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A 30-member Bryan ISD committee has completed 4 months of meetings with recommendations on changing boundaries of elementary and intermediate schools. BISD board members who heard the recommendations yesterday will vote a week from tonight. The recommendations include moving pre-K from Johnson to Bowen Elementary. Johnson principal Amy Roman explained the reason to board members.
And at Johnson Elementary, with our open concept environment, that's extremely hard. We've had several pre-K students this past year who like to take field trips around the school, and we had to be very creative with our boundaries.
Another recommendation involves moving 73 of 566 Henderson Elementary students, which is currently within 8 students of building capacity. Assistant Principal Diana Alderson noted that Henderson parents were the most represented in BISD surveys.
We all know change is hard, and we were going to have to change, but we really wanted to minimize that change.
The recommendations and more comments can be found at WTAW.com. The new CEO of St. Joseph Health says a priority is remembering the Catholic sisters that created the hospital and related businesses. Kimberly Shaw says she wants to continue that legacy that was created by the Sisters of St. Francis.
It's up to us as stewards of this ministry to continue with their work. I'll never be a sister. I won't ever qualify for that. But I hope that I can make them proud.
Shaw says her career in healthcare was inspired by nurses at a faith-based hospital who took care of her oldest daughter who was born premature.
Everything that I have and all of my success is because of them. I tell that story at new orientation and to new grads. Every single day that you walk into a hospital and you do your job, you have the ability to impact people's lives.
This May marks 9 years since negotiations began to sell St. Joseph Health by the company operated by the Sisters of St. Francis. TxDOT is conducting a statewide bicycle analysis over the next year. Spokesman Bob Caldwell says the Bryan District Office is one of 4 pilot district bike plans.
The district bike plans will analyze needs on the highway system prior to routes and identify potential improvements through technical studies, stakeholder engagement, and virtual public meetings.
Caldwell says citizens can submit feedback now through an online survey, and public meetings will begin this spring. You can find a link to that online survey at WTAW.com. As the state legislative session starts today, they will have a lot of money to work with. The new 2-year revenue estimate from State Comptroller Glenn Hager has a projected budget surplus of about $33 billion. But Hager says that's mostly due to the state's rapid recovery from the COVID-19 economic downturn.
Don't count on me announcing another big revenue jump in 2 years from now. The revenue increases that we've seen have been in many ways unprecedented.
Hager says the state will have more than $188 billion in revenue available. Tomorrow is the first day that nonprofit agencies around the Brazos Valley can start applying for the next cycle of United Way of the Brazos Valley Community Impact Grants.
The funding is for a 2-year period. The deadline for that application is going to be February 11th at 5 p.m.
Interim President Peggy Goss says more information is on their website at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It is 58 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by Gilmore Electric Express. More news at 7:30 or anytime. I'm WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945-WTAW.
It is 7:10 on a Tuesday morning. Infomaniacs, glad that you are with us. Thanks for spending a little time with us this morning. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather is brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tanks backing up due to heavy rainfall? Call Malik Plumbing today to schedule your septic inspection before disaster strikes your home. Malik, making a difference.
Fog and low clouds early will give way to developing sunshine today. Mild, mid-70s this afternoon. Becoming partly cloudy. Fog redevelops late tonight, upper 50s. Some fog early Wednesday. Then sunshine returns, breezy, quite warm, mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy, maybe a shower Wednesday night, low to mid-50s. Sunny, breezy, cooler, low 60s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-94.5 WT.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking the national championship game last night between Georgia and TCU. Boy, the Bulldogs put a whooping on the Horned Frogs. We'll talk about that game as well as touching on Aggie football, Texas A&M men's hoops, and a little NFL and sports.
Man, that game was great because we decided to go eat dinner out last night.
Okay, mm-hmm. You didn't miss much?
Man, it was like dining with Elvis. I'm just telling you. There were we went to eat at Fish Daddy's.
Okay. One of my faves.
Four tables. There were four tables that had people sitting at.
Oh, really? Wow.
What time did y'all go?
The game had started, so it's 7 o'clock, 7:15.
So you think it was the game?
I guarantee you it was
okay.
The game.
Okay.
I guarantee you it was. Because the sports bars were packed.
Gotcha.
But the restaurants were not. And there's a restaurant right on the other side that
Roadhouse?
Roadhouse,
Cheddar's?
No,
Wings, Cheddar's, right.
Yeah.
Same thing. Empty parking lot. I didn't see what Wings looked like. Yep. Well, but again, they don't have televisions in every room.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it is a Monday night, too.
I know, but the traffic, there were no traffic on the roads. Yeah. And I saw one play as I was walking in. I looked up in the bar and there was, there was the score, and I checked the score, I guess, at halftime, and that was it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know. I did not watch a single snap of the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went to bed at 7:30 last night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's what all time right. I try to, get
party
in bed.
Party animal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, game started at 6:30 is all
did
I'm saying.
Did it? Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea.
If you listen to the sportscast, you would have known.
No, I don't do that either.
No, you don't.
That's the thing is, if you were an advertiser and you had commercials running, who was watching this game in the fourth quarter?
Right.
Ooh, tough. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody.
Such a blowout.
Probably all the Georgia fans were watching it at that particular juncture, or people that had to watch it.
And I'm not feeling sorry for the broadcasters because they make $1 jillion a year. But, by the time you've gotten to halftime, it's pretty clear.
I will say the one highlight I did see on, I guess I saw that this morning on social media, was the clip of Tim Tebow finding out that he had been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame on his first ballot while on air.
Yeah, that was neat.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was before the game.
Yeah,
That was yesterday.
They released
the
names or whatever, and then they left his name off the graphic on purpose, and then did the whole hold on guys, I think we're missing a name.
Yeah, okay.
It was kind of cheesy, but it was cute.
Now, but Reggie Bush made it too.
Yes.
Didn't this guy cheat? Right? Didn't he cheat? He cheated.
Scott, everybody cheated.
He had to give up his Heisman Trophy.
So Reggie Bush has gone on a campaign basically to get his Heisman Trophy back.
Oh,
and he has taken the NCAA to task, at least on social media.
Oh, okay.
He has not been afraid to post about how corrupt he thought the NCAA is and how they need to give him back his trophy.
On news of about equal footing, IHOP is introducing three new Rudy Tooty flavors for their pancakes.
Oh, the fresh and fruities.
Yes. That's about equal to him getting his Heisman back, isn't it?
You cannot sound manly and order a Rudy Tooty fresh
probably
and fruity.
Not.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point. You have to go,
I want one of them Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity.
So you can choose now between the traditional variety, which is glazed strawberry, or select a new option, the blueberry topping, the seasonal mixed berry topping, which could be almost anything.
Could be.
And cinnamon apple.
Okay.
Nationwide available for a limited time. It costs like $6 or $7 if you want to spend that much for something that's really healthy and especially tasty.
We have real
I'll say
healthy.
It's one of those.
Yeah, exactly. So apparently, when you ask people, what's the smartest breed of dog, what do you usually say?
Border Collie.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
Border Collie is a biggie, and we have a friend who has one, and they're amazing animals. There's no doubt.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Jack Russell Terriers are sometimes mentioned.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like Eddie.
Yep. Scientists from the University of Helsinki Now, they have looked at the 1,000 breeds of dogs, apparently. Excuse me, they basically on 1,000 dogs, and their 10 different abilities, and they said that the smartest breed is the Malinois.
Oh, well, okay, police dog. That makes sense.
Yeah, right. They came out on top.
Okay.
So, which is, you know, kind of interesting.
Sure.
And I'm thinking about just the physical feats that those dogs were able to accomplish. Match that with a brain. Yep. I mean, that's a little scary.
Border Collies are right there with them.
Okay.
Most breeds had their own strengths and weaknesses, says the co-author. For example, the Labrador Retriever, very good at reading human gestures, but not so good at spatial problem solving.
Yeah. Oh, the little labs.
But that's okay. They're a very popular dog. So there.
Yeah,
sometimes you'll find one. I actually had a friend that had a lab, and he taught him how to open the fridge and grab a beer and bring him a beer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I lived with a dog who could do that. Yeah. Now, he was an Australian cattle dog, and Foster is really, really smart. But I think so much of it has to do with your training, too.
Yeah.
But would that dog try to herd you?
If he ever did, I never really noticed it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I never really noticed it.
Because, I mean, it's kind of what they do, and it's what
Maybe
they didn't feel like they had control of the situation, too, because you guys are bigger than he or she is. And I don't know if they went into, you know, we have all these new breeds of dogs, right, where you have, like, the you mix breeds. What do they call some of
pugs?
Designer breeds.
Yeah, designer breeds.
Yeah, like doodles.
Yeah,
like doodles are a designer dog.
Golden doodles. Yeah.
I wonder how that, you know, if they end up being smarter or not as smart and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it depends on the breeds that you're crossing.
In my experience with golden doodles, I don't know if there's a lot going on up there. You know,
that's the thing is, you know, we're just getting there a whole bunch of new breeds.
But they don't shed. Let me tell
you. Yeah. Okay. That's probably a good thing. And I know that. That you're, you know, walking dogs, but I want to talk to you about that a little bit in just a minute. Hey, it's 7:20. It's the Infomaniacs. Glad you're with us here on a Tuesday morning. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Remember, there's some fog out there, so if you need to leave a little bit early, then you ought to do that. So now, I know that that you're walking dogs now.
I am, yes, volunteering at Aguilan Humane.
Which anybody can do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. You got to fill out a form, and I guess they technically have to accept your application. But
right.
Yes, anyone can volunteer.
So now, do you pick one, or is one assigned to you? How's that work?
So there is a wall in the kennel area where the dogs live, in the doghouse, and the wall has little car. It's like a pegboard, and so it has the numbers of the kennel, and it has this little laminated card that has the name of the dog that is currently in that kennel.
Okay,
and there's areas for you to check off, so you can when I go in, I can see if that dog has already been walked today, if they, you know, sometimes people will write little notes on it, you know, whether they jump or they're very strong or maybe they pull a lot when they walk. These volunteer cards are not always the most accurate, so you kind of have to,
I make up my own mind.
You're kind of rolling the dice. But the most important thing is if, like, let's say they've been spayed or neutered recently, it'll have like a little tag that says do not walk, so you know not to walk that particular dog. But I can go in and pick amongst those cards and just kind of see which ones.
So what do you gravitate to?
Obviously, I try to find dogs that have not been walked at all that day, just because they obviously need to get out of their kennel. So I try to give them a little bit of love. Other than that, you know, I don't. That's pretty much the only thing I'm going off of right now.
And how long's a walk?
I would say anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how fast they pull me.
Okay, so not long.
Okay.
Nope.
They pull you.
Now, you can also, and what they say, every volunteer shift is about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, and they say you should probably work with 3 or 4 dogs during that time.
Okay.
So you can take them on a walk. There are also playpen areas where you could, once you get in the pen, you can take them off leash and they can kind of run around if they choose to
do that.
Now,
is there like a path that you take them walking on? Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so if you've ever driven out there before, they've got this great property off Leonard Road, and there's this, you know, just kind of massive track of land right in front, and there's a walking trail that kind of goes around that area.
Oh, cool. So do you change it up? I mean, from dog to dog at all? I mean,
no, so far, so today I'm actually going out there. It'll only be my third shift since I've started. So I primarily just take them in the same direction. Okay. I guess you could go the opposite way. Yeah. But if there's other volunteers out there who are also walking, I don't necessarily want to cross paths with them.
Sure.
Just in case the dogs are, you know, not friendly. But typically they are. Yeah.
All right. That's kind of.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I like I said, I'd only done two shifts. There were a couple of repeats that I walked. So I was already familiar with that particular dog. I don't know if they remember me. You know, it had been a week since I had been there. But and then today, I don't know if I'll see any of the same ones. I always hope not to. Right. Like you hope they've been adopted.
That's the idea.
If not, then, yeah, you may end up walking the same ones week to week.
All right. It's January 10th. This poll was conducted yesterday. Haven't taken your decorations down, have you?
Yeah. Oh,
not 40, me.
41% of U.S. Americans say they still have some, which means all, of their holiday decorations up. 41%.
You say some. I'm like, my mom truly does just have some. Like she, and also she decorates a lot. And so there is, you know, there's a lot to get down. And
it's
so
an event. Yeah.
It's a more than one day thing.
And she leaves the tree up all year round, right?
Oh, yeah, it's not a Christmas tree all year round.
It's a celebration
tree. It's a seasonal tree.
Yeah, it's a chameleon of trees.
Yeah, but her main Christmas tree comes down,
gotcha.
Yes.
17%, that's one out of six people, still have all of them up.
Okay.
All of them up. I'm raising my hand.
Did you put any up? Oh, yeah, we did indoor decorations.
We did indoor stuff,
okay.
Yeah. Have not touched that yet.
Okay.
And I'm not going to start that, you know? Because if when she's ready, that's fine.
Oh.
And we'll do it. Oh. And it'll take a couple hours to
do. You going to get in trouble if you start taking it down?
Yeah. I mean, look, if she wants to hold on to the spirit on some level, then I'm all for it. That's
okay.
Great.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So just a friendly reminder, though, it has been 16 days since Christmas.
And wow. It's over 2 weeks.
47 days since Thanksgiving, if you happen to be one of those people who started. That's when a lot of people, or some people started. So if you're wondering, the people most likely to still have their decorations up. Okay, here we go. We're going to go ahead and, you know, we're going to be judgmental, right?
Yeah, paint with a broad brush.
Those who live in the Northeast. Those who are male. Those who vote Democrat. Okay, I'm at least two of those things I'm not, okay? And who are millennials? Who are millennials? Just
okay.
Letting you know.
I don't.
But they obviously say they're offenders in all demographics.
I could understand the Northeast because it's so dang cold.
Sure.
Especially outdoor decorations.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the butt to have to take all that stuff down. That's the only one that I could understand. All the other ones, I mean, I know plenty of people in conservative East Texas that leave theirs on their trailer all year round.
Well,
makes you not notice other parts about the trailer.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Also, I feel like, you know, our weather, once it gets warmer, and I know it's going to, well, hopefully, you know, get back to being a little bit cooler. And it can even through February. But when we've got that little spurt of warm weather, it's like, well, all right, let's get it down.
Sure.
Holidays are over. Up there, it's still freezing, you know? And so maybe the holiday spirit sticks around a little longer.
It,
I don't know.
It could well be. And, you know, the other thing, though, also has to do with, I don't know, we were walking the other day in a neighborhood we don't live in, which we do sometimes. And, you know,
y'all drive to the neighborhood or y'all walk?
Well,
we're
walking the dog and we
take it
to other places.
Okay, all right, I get you. You're going on an adventure. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. It's an adventure.
Going on an adventure. Sure.
Yeah. And so, I mean, just walk by a house. It's just every inch of the yard has got something in it. OK, they're just crazy over this. So and this was on a Sunday afternoon. We're thinking, hey, buddy, you know, today's a really good day to be doing that. Or buddy,
did you write a note?
No,
exactly.
I didn't do that.
You don't even live in the neighborhood.
Take your stuff down now,
I don't live here, but I have an opinion about your decorations.
Imagine that I would
have
an opinion.
We don't like walking by them.
Yeah, I just, you know, but at some point, also, if you go that far, are you overwhelmed about undoing all this
stuff? It's a lot more fun putting them up than it is taking them down, I think.
Oh, totally.
Well, same thing about moving, right? Packing and unpacking.
Oh,
I mean, that's,
Lord.
You know, so, and that may be part of it. And 8% say it's okay to wait until February, which is amazing to me. I mean, if that's the case. But
I still have my lights up on my house, but yesterday I made a move. Are y'all turning
them on?
I unplugged them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, in that case, at nighttime, you just can't see them.
Yeah, that's right. So everything's okay in a case like that. Gotcha. All right.
WTAW News time is 7:32. It's 58 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan ISD school board members have the recommendations of a 30-member committee that has worked since last September on changing boundaries of elementary and intermediate schools. The BISD board is scheduled to take final action a week from tonight. One of three community members on the committee who was not a former board member was Pastor Sam Hill. He was among speakers during a board workshop yesterday.
I will be a staunch defender of what went on to make these boundaries.
Hill brought up everyone had an opportunity to provide their opinion.
I'm sure not everybody will be satisfied. I pastor church. Nobody's ever satisfied.
Yesterday's BISD board presentation and more comments are at WTAW.com. This is the first full week on the job for the new CEO of St. Joseph Health. Kimberly Shaw, whose first day was the Tuesday after Christmas, has spent 12 years with the parent company that owns St. Joseph. The last three, she served as president of Common Spirits Hospital in Las Vegas. But her 30-year healthcare career began as a nurse.
I have a very acute understanding of what goes on in the hospital at the staff level. I worked in their shoes. I worked weekends. I worked nights. I've helped with, you know, passing trays and doing all of those things that happens in a hospital every single day.
Shaw said God opened the doors for her last September when she saw the vacant position while visiting her parents in New Waverly.
So I called my husband. I'm like, this is interesting. His mother had passed already. And then my stepmother passed, and then this door opened. And so I was like, it feels like it's the right time. And in fact, we replaced our dishwasher in Las Vegas before we moved, and the dishwasher installation guy was from Bryan College Station.
Among Shaw's priorities is reflecting the legacy of the Catholic sisters that created the hospital. A College Station man is headed to prison after admitting to assaulting a woman twice in 2021. A plea agreement reached last week with the district attorney's office sentences 34-year-old Trent Jones to a total of 3 years for the family violence incidents and for violating a protection order. A Bryan man appeared in Brazos County District Court last week where he admitted to striking a woman with a jar or his hand 2 years ago. A plea agreement with prosecutors sentences 31-year-old Deterian Mathis to 2 years for family violence assault with a prior conviction. The U.S. Supreme Court rules that Union Pacific Railroad can leave Palestine.
The railroad's been in Anderson County town since a written agreement dating back to 1872. The town gave the Houston and Great Northern Railroad land, and the railroad promised never to leave. The owners of the company have changed over the years. Now the courts have said the agreement can no longer be enforced. Anderson County Judge Kerry McKinney says the town history is rooted in the railroad.
Once a lady was turning 100 years old, it described to me when we went out to recognize her birthday that she came in on the train and she described the downtown area. So, yeah, it's been real important to Anderson County.
McKinney says the county still may have a fight in state courts. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The TxDOT Bryan District Office is looking for citizen feedback, specifically from bicyclists. Spokesman Bob Caldwell says while many bikeways are planned and funded at the local level, the state works with local communities to develop bikeway networks integrated with the state system.
The regional framework helps to improve safety, connectivity, and access throughout the state.
Caldwell says the Bryan District is one of four pilot bike plans in the state. Residents can submit feedback through an online survey.
And we will be using that information that we get to help improve our bicycle lanes here in the Bryan District.
The district includes Brazos, Burleson, Freestone, Grimes, Leon, Madison, Milam, Robertson, Walker, and Washington counties. Virtual public meetings will also be held in the near future. Find a link to that survey at WTAW.com. Every 2 years, nonprofit agencies serving the Brazos Valley are selected to receive community impact grants from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Interim President Peggy Goss says the application period begins tomorrow.
Folks can look on our website, uwbv.org, for any additional information for that. So we're looking forward to talking again with our agencies.
The application deadline is February 11th. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945 WTAW.
Good morning. It's 7:38. The Infomaniacs on this Tuesday. Thanks for being here and spending a little bit of time with us. Here's our weather. It's brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tanks are backing up due to heavy rainfall. Call Malik Plumbing today to schedule your septic inspection. before disaster strikes your home. Malik, making a difference.
Fog and low clouds early will give way to developing sunshine today. Mild, mid-70s this afternoon. Becoming partly cloudy, fog redevelops late tonight, upper 50s. Some fog early Wednesday, then sunshine returns, breezy, quite warm, mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy, maybe a shower Wednesday night, low to mid-50s. Sunny, breezy, cooler, low 60s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking about the college football playoff championship game yesterday. That was a heck of a ball game for Georgia last night. So we'll talk on that, as well as touching on Texas A&M men's basketball and a little NFL and sports.
You may have heard this in the Dow Jones report at 6:30. Disney employees must work in office 4 days a week because CEO Bob Iger says nothing replaces, quote, the ability to connect, observe, and create with peers that comes from being physically together.
I like that.
March 1st, I think, is the deadline. Then you decide either you're going to do that or you can go someplace else. Jamie Dimon was saying that back in October or November, saying, come back to work here or don't come back. Mm. You know, we need you here. That was in New York City. So they are kind of maybe moving in that direction. We didn't hear happen. That didn't happen as much. But, you know, if you'd like to have fun at the office, be the first in your office to have a WTAW mousepad calendar.
Ooh, good point, Scott.
Now, listen, these guys, they've diminished in value 3% since it started. So, you know, and they keep getting worth less.
Right.
So all you have to do is come by here, top floor Guaranty Bank building, grab a couple right there and, you know, be the talk of your office or the most popular person, because you can take them in and sling them to the other people who are in those little places where
put it on your to-do list.
Yes.
Swing by on your lunch break.
That's it. We're right here. And just come be a part of it. And look, they're really handy. They really, really are. They just and it keeps you connected with us.
I use mine every day.
Yep, that's right. It's the most important thing.
And it's soft. I mean, it's not like you're putting your hand on something real hard.
That's true. And of course, ours have already lost the new smell. But you know, you could you flip it over.
You can enjoy it while it lasts.
Exactly.
Take big whiffs of it.
So, car sales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Rolls Royce has had a record 2022.
Wow.
They sold 6,000 cars that have an average price of $535,000. Sales are up 8% annually. I mean, now the auto industry is down 8%. Rolls-Royce is up 8%.
Okay. Interesting.
Just saying. Rich get richer? Not sure. But
I don't know if I've ever seen a Rolls Royce in the wild before.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I have either. Oh, I haven't recognized
it. Maybe if they're driving around. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I just don't recognize it. I know that's probably more popular in Europe than it is here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know what an old school one looks like from way back in the day.
I see one. Yeah, I mean, I see one once or twice a year here. Yeah.
Okay, so you see one in town?
Is it in that neighborhood y'all go walking
No,
in?
Not at all. No, just that kind of on the road.
Okay.
Now, what was interesting is I lived in Beaumont for a while, and there's some pretty old money in Beaumont.
Sure.
Right.
And I'm not going to say they were prevalent, but I mean, there are five or six that I would see, I mean, there on a fairly regular basis. I mean, people used them as daily drivers, if you will. I mean, drove it themselves and everything. So, yeah, it's a little bit different. But nonetheless, so you got that. So, yesterday, I just kind of mentioned that they are saying that asthma could be annoyed by gas stoves.
Right.
Well, apparently, there is really a move afoot.
I saw that.
I mean, all of a sudden. This is 2 days ago. We weren't talking about this. I mean, for Friday of last week, we were not even discussing this. And now the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is considering a ban on natural gas stoves.
Wow.
Crazy.
Which are used in 40% of United States kitchens.
Oh, geez.
I had no idea the percentage was that
40.
High.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, that's and of course, out in the country, you can't necessarily have it, but you have propane. I mean, for people who want to use that. I think that there are a lot of chefs who prefer to have a flame as opposed to an electric element.
Oh, definitely.
Because,
I think most chefs probably would.
So now are we going to get, is this going to become a battleground?
Mm.
I mean, it's really pretty interesting.
And how do you propose you're going to do it? I mean, are you going to go into each one of these people's homes and
that
say,
they own.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
say, oh, yeah, you need to change this out and just leave them and throw them.
Well,
to
no,
the
what it'll be is it'll be all new builds and new stoves are.
Well, okay, if that takes care of that.
Right.
But look,
he just said 40% of houses now have him.
In California, they've talked about how they're getting rid of gas powered weed eaters
right.
and blowers
leaf blowers.
I mean, they're just going to make them illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So is this what they're going to start proposing? Again, this is the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, and a whole bunch of us grew up in houses that had
gas. Well, I was going to say, what if you don't have kids?
Yeah.
What if you don't
yeah.
plan on having kids? Yeah. Can I have my open flame stove, please?
They're letting you know. They're letting you. We're talking respiratory illness, cancer, cardiovascular disease.
I mean, that stuff is serious.
You bet. But anyway, they say that gas stoves.
But there's a lot of things that there's people that smoke and have kids.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad people out there I'm not saying bad. Excuse me. I should not have used that. There's a lot of people that maybe make bad choices.
Yes. While they have children.
I mean, you guys may be too young to remember Elian Gonzalez, I believe is his last name. He was snatched by immigration officials out of his parents' home in Miami on a Saturday morning. This was big news nationwide. You can look him up. Elian Gonzalez, I believe, is his name. Okay. So I can remember that comedians the next week were going, okay, you smoke in your car. You smoke in your apartment. They took him out because they felt like he was in danger.
Okay.
And they wanted to return him to his father, I think, in whatever native country he's from.
Okay.
You smoke in your car. You smoke in your apartment. Should your children be taken away from you because of that?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a gas stove. What are you doing trying to kill your children?
Exactly.
I
think for them to come out and say, hey, we're warning you. Like, this is something that could be potentially dangerous to your children. You may want to rethink it, especially if you are in the market for a new stove or you're building a new home.
We're talking about what if it comes down to them knocking the door down and taking your kids.
Yeah, no, I know.
One pro gas group spent $300,000 on an ad campaign in 2020 geared at millennials about this. So, I mean,
I didn't know there were pro gas groups.
Well, what's interesting, have you ever heard anybody...
So they already knew that a study was coming out.
They knew it was
then.
Coming out, right.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody say, now you're cooking with gas? Have you ever heard that saying?
No.
Okay, it's kind of an old saying.
Okay.
But that was the idea. And that, maybe they're going to start bringing that back up. Gas executives have pushed that phrase into Daffy Duck cartoons and Bob Hope comedy acts back in the 1930s to combat the rise of electric stoves. So, I mean, obviously we've been getting tweaked by advertising and marketing for a long, long time. But there you go.
Well, and somebody brought it up. You know, that's not always going to be the easiest fix because you're talking about getting into the electrical stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, not all houses are built to be able to maintain that.
So someone texted in and said, yes, it's like changing all your carpeting in your house for wood floors. You do what's best for your family and for yourself without punishing the rest of the world if you have asthma.
Right. If you choose to do that, if you believe that that is a causative factor, then go for it. Now, apparently, in the Inflation Reduction Act, which was just passed, Americans can get rebates of up to $840,000 to replace their gas stove with an electric one. And again, up to, don't know what the circumstances are, but apparently there's something in that legislation that that addresses that.
Mm.
But again, on Friday, we were not talking about this. And suddenly it is out there on the horizon. So there you go.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on 1620-945-WTAW. This update is brought to you by Destination Bryan. Your legendary staycation is right here at home in Bryan, Texas, including one-of-a-kind restaurants and nationally recognized museums. Visit DestinationBryan.com for more information. It's 751. Stetson Bennett threw for 304 yards and four touchdowns as Georgia walloped TCU last night 65-7 in the college football playoff championship game. Bulldogs coach Kirby Smart after the victory.
Really aggressive plan, not holding back anything. We wanted our kids to play without fear. And all year I told them, I said, we ain't getting hunted, guys. We're doing the hunting, and hunting season's almost over. We only got one more chance to hunt, and we hunted tonight.
Smart on ESPN. The 58-point differential was the biggest in bowl game history and marked the second straight championship for Georgia. Meanwhile, it was heartbreak for TCU, which saw its magical run come to an end. Horned Frogs QB Max Duggan.
Tonight did not go the way we wanted to. You know, you're disappointed in that aspect. But, you know, tonight isn't going to, you know, take away from this season and, you know, what we were able to do as a program. I don't think that's going to define, you know, all the good memories and all the success that we had.
Audio courtesy of Fanatics View. The Heisman Trophy finalist had a rough night, throwing for just 152 yards and two interceptions. Now, he did account for TCU's lone touchdown with a two-yard quarterback keeper in the first quarter. And staying on the gridiron, Texas A&M tight end Max Wright has announced he will be returning for a fifth season. Wright played in eight games for the Aggies last year, recording career highs with nine catches for 129 yards and a touchdown. Now, he was forced to sit out the final two games after suffering an undisclosed injury against Auburn on November 12th. Out on the court, A&M forward Julius Marble has been named to the SEC Men's Basketball Player of the Week after helping lead the Aggies to wins over Florida and LSU. Marble, a junior transfer from Michigan State, scored 17 points in the victory over the Gators and 17 more in the win over the Tigers. Marble on his recent success.
Teammates help out a lot, send things up. Wade was amazing tonight. He was always looking for me on the rolls or down the court, so that kind of helped out a little bit. And, you know, if I'm in the right position, guys understand that, you know, if I've got a guy deep sealed, they could throw it to me and I'll, you know, make a good play or, you know, score. So just them having that trust in me and me doing my job is part of the reason why I've been successful.
Julius, the guys have now won four straight and sit at 2-0 in SEC play. They'll be back in action tomorrow when they host number 20 Missouri at Reed Arena. Over on the women's side of the court, the Aggies are mired in a five-game slump. They'll try to get out of it this Thursday when they welcome Tennessee to town. Now, to get Coach Joni Taylor's take, tune into her coach's show tonight from 6 to 7 on Zone 1150 AM and 93.7 FM. Yesterday was Black Monday in the NFL. Only one head coach got the axe as the Arizona Cardinals parted ways with Cliff Kingsbury after four seasons. Arizona made the playoffs only once during Kingsbury's tenure. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin has been released from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center after spending almost a week in the hospital following his cardiac arrest on the field. The 24-year-old will continue to receive treatment and recover at Buffalo General Medical Center. And six Spurs scored in double figures, but it still wasn't enough as San Antonio fell to Memphis last night, 121-113. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Destination Brian on 1620, 94.5 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hey, it's a couple of minutes till the Infomaniacs on a Tuesday morning. So if you remember, we got a texter at a really good point about this this whole gas stove thing and how they may be making them go away. I mean, right now, natural gas, I mean, the price has gone up, but natural gas is a pretty good value. And a lot of people use it for heating in their homes as well. Mm-hmm. And if you're familiar with ESG, which is environmental, social, and governance investing, in other words, you invest in companies that are doing things that are environmentally right or socially right or, you know, believe in that. And that's a thing. I mean, it started last year. Could it be that they're trying to marginalize the natural gas industry, trying to hit them where they live?
Yeah.
And, you know, what, you hate to think that, but it everything is politics, and it could well be that that's what this is about, is the folks who want to have a better environment believe that natural gas is part of the problem. So let's make you think
that it's bad for you.
Yep, that's going to kill you because you have that.
Absolutely.
So there you are. Next hour. Has inflation hit the tooth fairy?
Oh,
I know. You hate to think that that pressure, I mean, once again, Rolls-Royce is having
a great year.
A great year. Tooth fairy may be looking at that. I mean, the percentage they used was 8% should the prices go up a little bit. Yeah. In the meantime, in case you missed it, first thing this morning, it's National Houseplant Appreciation Day. So take care of them.
Appreciate those little guys.
That's right. You know, do you need to wipe the leaves and make them look pretty again?
I watered Princess Eleanor just yesterday.
Oh, good.
She's nice and perky. Yeah.
Speaking of water, the sound of running water will make beavers start building with whatever materials they have, even if they're down by a river.
How interesting. This
makes me have to go pee.
Hardwired. Every year, California farmers produce 3 billion pounds of almonds. That's about 80% of the world's supply.
Yeah, I think I knew it was a lot.
State.
California.
There you go. Bryan Broadcasting Station, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry.
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.